With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Over the next century, scientists say about three-fourths of California's salmon and trout could disappear. But as Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, new research shows that even with climate change, there's a glimmer of hope for the species.
That's if the water doesn't warm too much and if their habitats stop vanishing. UC Davis fish scientist Robert Lusardi worked on a recent study where they tested how baby coho salmon respond to water conditions in the Shasta River.
We actually saw the growth peaked at much warmer water temperatures than we ever anticipated.
The higher temperatures speed up the fish's metabolism, so they eat more. Often warmer water has more food sources, but he says there's a limit.
Their growth actually continued to increase positively at those temperatures, but several of the fish actually died. So it shows you that this is only to a certain extent.
Still, Lusardi says he's unsure if those fish would have stayed where the water was warm or leave in search of cooler water as the climate crisis worsens. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
As of January 1st, California schools and workplaces will be forbidden from discriminating against students, employees, or job applicants based on the way they wear their hair. Discrimination based on race was already prohibited, but now that includes race-based hairstyles such as afros, braids, twists, and locks. Sacramento hairstylist Shamika Hutt says Black women are often cautious about wearing their hair in a natural style.
Because it's not looked at as being as neat or the appearance isn't considered professional. When the law changes, it'll be a little bit easier. We'll see how people react and respond to not having those standards put on them.
When the law passed this July, the author and several other African-American lawmakers and celebrities posted pictures of their natural hairstyles on social media as a show of pride. Thousands of people are gathering in Central California to celebrate the Hmong New Year amid heightened security in the wake of a shooting last month that killed four people. The celebration runs through January 1st and features ethnic foods, dances, music and games, along with sports tournaments. It typically draws tens of thousands of people from around the country. The Fresno Bee says there was an increased police presence Thursday at the opening of the New Year's celebration. Fresno Police Chief Andy Hall told the families of the four slain men that police are committed to finding the killers. 40 million Californians will soon obtain sweeping digital privacy rights stronger than any seen before in the U.S., posing a significant challenge to big tech and the data economy it helped create. California residents will be able to see what personal information companies have collected on them and request it be deleted, though they will have limited legal recourse if they face obstacles. The law is the strongest so far in the nation, and companies across the world are preparing for it to go into effect. But it puts much of the burden to request and understand data on consumers. A storm that was headed towards Southern California is weakening as it moves south from the Central California coast, and now is forecast to bring little, if any, rain today to Riverside County, although the snow is still possible in the mountains and it still could be windy, forecasters said. The forecast now calls for partly to mostly cloudy skies today, with a 20% chance of a tenth of an inch of rain or less, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Kurt Kaplan, who says forecasters are canceling winter weather advisories. It will still be partly to mostly cloudy and the slight chance of rain at lower elevations, Kaplan said. Radar showed light rain offshore, but not making land. Temperatures today will remain below normal in the mid-50s to low 60s. It will be more sunny starting Tuesday, Kaplan said. Tuesday's highs around Riverside County will be in the mid to upper 60s and could rise to the 70s by weekend. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.